Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in Masechet Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph, as we continue looking at the issue of Sheila, and we, as the focal point of our Mishnah, if Ba'alav Imo, if the owner of the cow is with him when the damage happens, when the animal dies, then he's Pater. So Idmar Pshia Ba'alim, what if the Shomer is poshea while the Balim is with him? In other words, does the exemption of having the owner with you extend even if there's pshia? Pligi Rav Acha Ravina. So we don't know who, but between these two late Amoraim, we have the following machloket. Chad Amar Chayav, Chad Amar Patur. Let's see. Manda Amar Chayav, Kesover Mikrad, Nidrash Tefanav, Leolithay Fanav. Look at the sheet from the previous podcast, and you'll notice that, again, the parsh of Shomer Chinam is followed by Shomer Sachar, followed by Shomer by Shoel, and it's Shoel where Ba'alav Imo is explicitly mentioned. So according to the position, it says Chayiv, the Mikra, the passage, can be Nidrash to the immediately prior preceding passage, which in Shoel can affect Shomer Sachar, but not Lifnei Fanam, not Shomer Chinam. Hilkach Im Ba'alav Imo, Ashomer Chinam Loktiv. So the whole Ptur of Ba'alav Imo is not written in the context of Shomer Chinam. And remember that Pshia is something only written about Shomer Chinam. Alright, so therefore there is nothing to connect a Shoel and the Ptur of Ba'alav Imo with Pshia. How do we know that Pshia is Chayev B'Shomer Sachar B'Shoel Kavachom B'Shomer Chinam? Ba'alim Liftor B'Shomer Sachar B'Shoel Lo. But we cannot apply Ba'alim Liftor to Shomer Sachar, because we got Pshia from Shomer Chinam, and Shomer Chinam doesn't have the exemption of Ba'alav Imo. My time, a kiktiv, in Ba'alav Imo, lo yishalem, Shomer Sachar, ahanachiyu bedichtiv, bo behed yudichtiv, nimechtav. When do we say Ba'alav Imo, lo yishalem, which, because of the Vav, reads not only about Shoel, but also about Shomer Sachar, only about the liabilities that are explicitly written there, which is Gneva, Vaveda, in the case of Shomer Sachar, Shvura, and Meta, and of course Shvuya, in the case of Shoel. Now, Manda Mar Potter, but the other position who says that Pshia B'Bailim is Potter, Kesar Mikra Nidras Tafanav, Vilifne Fanav, that all three parshiyot are connected. Chiktiv im Ba'alav Imo, Shomer Chinam, Namiktiv. So when we have the exemption of Ba'alav Imo, that's also written about Shomer Chinam. Okay? And then everything falls from there. Now let's test this. Tana Shoel Apara Etapara. Shal Ba'alei Ima, Shoel Apara Etapara, V'Sachar Ba'alei Ima. Shal Ba'alei Oscharan, V'Chakach Sha'al Apara Umeita. So in our Mishnah, we have the owner coming along with Patur, Ve'ilu Shomer Chinam Lotani, and it doesn't mention that if you're a Shomer Chinam and the owner's with you, you're exempt. It seems to support the position that Pshia B'Bailim is Chayiv, V'litamech Shomer Sachar Mitani, but Shomer Sachar is also not mentioned there. Ella, Tana Milta, Dichtiva Behedik Tani. The Tana is only mentioned in those things that are written explicitly in the Torah. Tachim Drasha Loktani, those things which are certainly halacha, but come via Drasha, he didn't mention. Therefore, he only addresses Shoel when it comes to Ba'alav Imo, even though Ba'alav Imo certainly applies to Shomer Sachar. So the omission of Shomer Chinam doesn't prove anything. Toshmas, so we have a Braita. Sha'ala v'sham Ba'alei Ima. If you borrowed the cow and the owner. Schara v'sachar Ba'alei Ima. You rented the cow and you hired the owner. Sha'ala v'sachar Ba'alei Ima. Schara v'sham Ba'alei Ima. You mix and match. Even though the owners are working literally in another place and the animal dies, patur. Now, Savrua Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. We think that the author of that is Rabbi Yehuda. De Amar Socher Kishomer Socher Dami. So in other words, that the fact that Socher is mixed in here, and that's the same as Shomer Sachar, means that the only case where Ba'al Avimo works is Shomer Sachar and Shoel. And here we have something that's coming via drasha, because Shomer Sachar does not include an explicit mention of Ba'alav Imo, and yet it's mentioned here. So this Tana is comfortable listing things that come via drasha, and yet omitted Shomer Chinam. But Shomer Chinam lo k'tani seems to support the position that Pshia B'Bailim Chayav. The answer is no. Hamani Rab Meir here. This could be Rab Meir. De Amar Socher k'Shomer Chinam Dami. Remember Rab Meir's position. And Rameyer is of the opinion that a socher is like a Shomer Chinam, which means that Shomer Chinam is now explicitly here in the Mishnah, in the Braita. Tana Shomer Chinam, v'adin l'Shomer Sachar. And he doesn't have to mention Shomer Sachar, because if if it's true about Shomer Chinam, it's true about Shoel, it's certainly be true about Shomer Sachar in the middle. That's one possibility. If for some reason you're motivated to have Rabbi Yehuda be the author of the Braita, you could also do this. We've seen numerous times that Rabbi Bar Avuha had the opposite approach to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's assignment. So Cherkez Mesham, Rabbi Meir Omer Kishomer Sachar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kishomer Chinam. And Rabbi Yehuda is the author, and it's Shomer Chinam. Okay, now Rav Hamnuna makes a statement about what the extent of Ba'al Avimo, how much Ba'al Avimo you have to be exempt. And our entire focus in this piece will be on Rav Hamnuna's halacha and judging it. The olam hu chayiv ad shteparah v'choresh ba, chamor m'chamer achareha. So the first stipulation Rav Hamnuna makes is that the owner has to be plowing with that cow or driving that donkey when it dies, not just on the field. And also the owner has got to be there from the moment of borrowing, as we saw in the Mishnah, all the way until the time it dies, not just it was there when you borrowed it and then you left. Alma Kasavra, so what does Rav Hamnuna hold? Ba'alavimo akula milta mashma. Then when it says ba'alavimo, it means it's with him from beginning to end. Now Metiv Rava challenged this. The right that they just saw. Shalav shabalaima imas charav shabalaima charav shabalaima shalav shabalaima. So sheila or schirut and mix and match. Avish baalim osin melacha b'makom acher umeita. Even though the work baalim are working elsewhere, and the animal dies patur. So my love in melacha acheret, doesn't that mean melacha acheret? Meaning that you're plowing and the worker is doing something else. So, Be'otam Malacha means that the owner is doing the same Malacha that you're working with, like working on the plow. So, Lamai Makom Acher. So, what's the Makom Acher? The Kamar Fi Va'azil Kama, that the owner is walking right in front of the cow to prepare the ground for us. And he's Makom Acher, meaning he's not right on the cow, but he's next to the cow, but he has to be there. That supports Rav Hamnuna. But that won't work because Vahami de Seifa al Gaba Ha'ave Reisha Malacha Acheret. As we'll see at the end of the Braita that we didn't yet mention, the owner is sitting on top of the animal. So the implication is that in the Reisha, he's really doing something else. Diktani Seifa, how do we see that? Sha'ala v'chakach sha'ala ba'aleha. Again, if you first borrowed the cow, then the owner. Schara v'chakach sachar ba'aleha ima, or rented and then hired the owner. Av v'sha ba'alim choshin al gabao meita, even though the owner is sitting on top of the animal when it dies. Chayav. Because again, the owner has to be there at the time of or earlier than the rent, than borrowing or renting. Now, so therefore you see that in the Reisha, it could even be Malacha Acheret. So Amri, no. Reisha V'Seifa Botam Malacha. They're all talking about when he's doing the same work. For Reisha V'Vuta Kamashpon and V'Seifa V'Vuta Kamashpon. The difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is very narrow, whether he's sitting on the back of the animal or doing the same work but just right next to the animal. And each thing is teaching a Chiddush. Reisha V'Vuta Kamashpon Dafagav Delav Al-Gaba Elaba Otam Malacha. The Reish is teaching a Chiddush that even though it's not on the back of the animal, but he's just doing the same work, like in front, since he was there at the time that you borrowed the animal, you're Pater. The Seif is teaching a Chiddush, which is pretty obvious, even though the owner is sitting on the back of the animal. Since they weren't there at the time that you borrowed it, they came later, you're Chayav. Now, hi, Mai, let's examine this. If you accept our original premise, with the Reish is talking about where he's doing some other totally different work and you're still potter, Hani Revuta, that's a big Chiddush. But if they're both talking about where he's engaged in the same work as the animal's doing, so my Revuta, they're both talking about doing the same Malacha. There's no big Chiddush of whether he's on the back or not on the back, if the owner is doing the same work with the animal and the animal dies and you're still chayiv in the seifa, so that's the same thing. You think about this, the two psukim about she'ela, one of them is they're superfluous, because if it says, if the owner's with it, you're potter, obviously if the owner's not with it, you're chayiv. So why do you say both? Why does it say balav enimo? Now we're attacking Rav Hamnuna's second halacha. Up till now he attacked his first halacha that says he has to be doing the same work. Now we're attacking the second halacha that says he has to have been there from the minute or beforehand of borrowing all the way till the injury or death. And here the Braita says, the fact that it teaches balav imo and balav enimo is that it teaches you that he only has to be there for part of it, meaning for the first part. And we'll see why we picked the first part. If he was there when you borrowed him, he doesn't have to be there all the way till the injury. But if he was there at the time of the injury, he has to have been there from the time of borrowing. Meaning, either way, as long as he was there when you borrowed the animal, even if he then leaves the job or he's done, and you still have the animal and dies, then you're potter. But Tanya Idach, we have another bright that says the same thing. This, by the way, is just a flip of the earlier bright. So the fact that it says if the owner's not there, you're chayiv. So obviously, if the owner's there, you're potter. Since it left the owner's property with the owner there, potter, you're potter, even though he's gone later. And as Rashi points out, Rav Hamnuna has been refuted in both statements that he made, both about the working malacha acheret, and also about the need to be present from the time of borrowing all the way to the time of the injury. Now, if you recall, on the previous podcast, we saw that Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonatan had different ways of looking at items in the Torah that are listed in conjunction, whether or not the law requires all of them to be there, or it's a list of various possibilities. Abaye Savala Krab Yoshia Matarits the Kray Krab Yoshia. Ravim Savala Krab Yonatan Matarits the Kray Krab Yonatan. So Abaye took the interpretive approach of Rabbi Yoshia and ended up with the same result that we just got by explaining the two psukim that way. And Rava did the same thing using Rabbi Yonatan's approach. Let's see. Abaye Savala Krab Yoshia Matarits the Kray Krab Yoshia. He says, Balav Enimo Shalem Yishalem. Meaning, we start with the premise. Balav Enimo, meaning if the owner is not there at all for any of it. So the implication is that if he's gone for the whole thing, you're chayiv, implying that if he's there for any part of it, you're potter. And this is sort of addressing the question in the previous braita. The imbalavimo is now extra. It's not extra. Imbalavimo lo yishalem is to say, the owner has to be there for all of it. If he's there for one and gone for the other, I mean, he's there for the borrowing and gone for the injury, or vice versa, mechayiv. In other words, the implication of the first half of the pasuk, the beginning of the second pasuk, clash. Because according to Rabbi Yoshia, ba'alav einimo means if he's gone for the whole thing, you're chayiv. If he's there for any part of it, you're potter. Ba'alav imo implies he has to be there for the whole thing for you to be potter. If he's gone for any of it, you're chayiv. So the Malacha, Yaimo Mishat Shela and Sirk Liotimo Mishat Shuamita, Yaimo Mishat Shuamita and Sirk Liotimo Mishat Shela. So the way that Abaye resolves it is to say that the absolutely indispensable piece is that he be there during the time of borrowing, but he doesn't have to be there during the time of Shuamita. Now, Rava Savalak Rabbi Yonatan Matarits the Krak Rabbi Yonatan. Rava ended up with the same thing, but interpreting it like Rabbi Yonatan. As you'll see, the Tanya, Imbalavimo Lo Yishalem. And according to Rabbi Yonatan, that means if he's there for any part of it, you're potter. So if you're there for the whole thing, or there for part of it, you're potter. But it says if he's gone, you're chayev. If he's not there for the whole thing, or you're chayev if he's there for part and gone for part. Again, the same clash, just from opposite directions, same result. And the same result. So now the only question left is Epochana. Why am I insisting that he be there when you borrow it, but not when it gets injured? I want to say the opposite. As long as he's there when he gets injured, I don't care if he was there when he borrowed it. The answer is Sheila is more defining, because that's when the animal comes into your property. So if he's there with you at the time, then it's Pater. I would think that really when it gets injured, that's the issue, because that's when you're chayiv. So we bounce back and forth. If it wasn't the fact you borrowed it, then shrometa is not going to happen. And without shrometa, then the whole issue of sheila doesn't play in, because there's no liability. So the truth is, you can't settle it, but sheila is still stronger. Why? But then you borrow it, you already have a liability in the animal, you have to feed it. So therefore we say that if we have to make a choice between, we know that he has to be there at one particular critical point, it's at the point of borrowing. Ravashi gets the same result, but very simply, without bouncing back and forth, just from the pasuk. The pasuk says if you borrow it from your friend, V'lorei yumo, meaning from your friend and not with your friend. Shalem yishalem, meaning it, when you borrow it, if the friend comes along, the guy who owns it comes along, then the whole parsha doesn't start. You're patur. Harei yumo patur. So yachi balav enimo v'im balav imo lamali. So then what do you need those two psukim? Balav imo, balav enimo. If Rav Ashi got the whole piece from Mechishal Ishmael Imreihu, the answer is Yilav Hana Chavemena Hayor Chedikrahu. If I didn't have Balavimo Balavenimo, then I wouldn't know that Mechishal Ishmael Imreihu means anything spectacular. I just think that's the way he said, you borrowed from somebody. But now that I know that there's a tension between the implication of Balavimo and Balavenimo, how do I settle it? I use the first opening line, Mechishal Ishmael Imreihu, and I interpret it more carefully, in order to come to that conclusion that She'ela is the critical point. Okay, we'll stop at this point. In the next podcast, we have several questions of Rami Bar Chama, and we will continue further in our analysis of She'ela. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.